Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. Colorado's Pikes Peak provided the inspiration for America the Beautiful. Inspired by a trip to the summit of Pikes Peak, Catherine Lee Bates penned what has become the country's most famous poem and song, America the Beautiful. Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak is the highest summit of the southern front range of the Rocky Mountains of North America. The 14,115-foot mountain is located in Pike National Forest, just 12 miles west of downtown Colorado Springs, Colorado. The mountain is named in honor of American explorer Zebulon Pike, who was unable to reach the summit. Pike's Peak is one of Colorado's 53 Fortiners, mountains that rise more than 14,000 feet above sea level. The mountain rises 8,000 feet above downtown Colorado Springs. Pikes Peak is designated a National Historic Landmark. Climbing Pikes Peak. The first European American to climb the peak came 14 years after Pike in the summer of 1820. Edwin James, a young student who had just graduated from Middlebury College in Vermont, signed on as the relief botanist for the long expedition after the first botanist had died. The expedition explored the South Platte River up as far as present-day Denver, then turned south and passed close to what James called Pike's highest peak. James and two other men left the expedition, camped on the plains, and climbed the peak in 2 days, encountering little difficulty. Along the way, he was the first to describe the blue columbine, Colorado's state flower. Gold Rush. Gold was discovered in the area of present-day Denver in 1858, and newspapers referred to the gold mining area as Pike's Peak. Pike's Peak, or bust, became the slogan of the Colorado Gold Rush. This was more due to Pikes Peak's visibility to gold seekers traveling west across the plains than any actual significant gold find anywhere near Pikes Peak. More than 30 years later, in the 1890s, gold was discovered on the western slope of Pikes Peak, one of the richest gold strikes in American history. Almost overnight, the Cripple Creek Mining District grew from an isolated cattle pasture to the home of more than 50,000 people. As a result, by the turn of the 19th century, Colorado Springs was called the City of Millionaires. One of these millionaires was Spencer Penrose, who made his first fortune in Cripple Creek. He used his vast resources to build the Pikes Peak and Cheyenne Mountain Highways and to establish the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, Will Rogers Shrine, and the Broadmoor Hotel. He and his wife, Julie, created the El Pomar Foundation, which still supports many worthy causes in the Pikes Peak region and across Colorado. Getting to the top. Motor vehicles can be driven to the summit via the Pikes Peak Highway, a 19-mile road that starts a few miles up Ute Pass at Cascade. This road, which until October 2011 was unpaved after the halfway point, was made famous worldwide by the short film Climb Dance, featuring Eri Vatanen racing his Peugeot automobile up the steep, twisty slopes as part of the annual Pikes Peak International Hill Climb Race. The road has a series of switchbacks, treacherous at high speed, called the W's for their shape on the side of the mountain. The road is maintained by the City of Colorado Springs as a toll road. Visitor Centers. There are several visitor centers on Pikes Peak, some with a gift shop and restaurant. These centers are located at the 6-mile, 12-mile, and the summit itself. America the Beautiful. At the turn of the century, inspired by a trip to the summit of Pikes Peak, Catherine Lee Bates penned what has become the country's most famous poem and song, America the Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet, whose stern impassioned stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat, across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thy every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. O beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. O beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years thine alabaster city's gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. For additional information on visiting Pikes Peak and Colorado Springs, go to visitcos.com. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.